I move that Senate Bill number 905 with the committee's substitute be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 24th. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 905 be adopted. Mr. President, I have a Senate substitute.
Please send the substitute forward. Has it been distributed?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask for a waiver of the reading. It has been, is being distributed.
The reading shall be waived.
Thank you.
Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. What we have in this rather fat bill is what it would require for Missouri's laws to be changed in order to participate in the streamlined sales tax that other states are implementing on a voluntary basis with about 1,200 retailers across the country. What this bill does is put the requirements to participate into law. There's some lining up the way we do sales tax with the way the project requires. It has definitions. It has start dates and stop dates of, or if you start a tax, how you do that. If you end a tax, how you have to do that. And that's why the bill is as large as it is it's gone through all these tax requirements and just put in that language that is would make it consistent and conforming with the streamlined sales tax project. The reason that we need to consider this now is because there's implementation time. Everybody knows that the Appropriations Committee is in the process of making $500 million in cuts for the 2011 budget. In the 2012 budget, there's going to be a need to cut somewhere around $1 billion because that's the federal money that we've had propping us up for 2 years now. If we want to increase income at all by collecting taxes that are due the state and can be collected in this manner, we need to get going now because the implementation being approved by the project and getting the Department of Revenue in shape to collect the taxes, it needs to be start being done now. This bill has an implementation effective date of January of 2012. That would mean that in the second half of the 2012 fiscal year, Missouri would start seeing additional revenue being collected on the sales taxes due the state, but uncollectible because of the Supreme Court ruling on complexity of collection of the sales tax. There's not dramatic changes to Missouri's sales tax laws in this bill. We're passing out a summary of the changes that this bill did compared to the Senate committee substitute, so you can see. A couple of things I would comment about what's in the bill. There are telecom issues, the way telecom bills, and this is details, it's not dramatic stuff, but by the time we kind of got everything else done, the Department of Revenue didn't have all the details of the telecom requirements. That's something that could be done next year. If we pass this bill this year, just do those little conforming things with telecom next year. I will point out that the large telecom businesses across the country have been very active in this project, very friendly to the project, very collaborative, and are in agreement with what's required of telecoms be able to participate in this the streamlined sales tax. Missouri has a $2,000 threshold for sales tax on purchasing remotely, online or catalog or telephone or whatever. That is strictly a reporting, It's all about reporting. The tax is still due. If you owe the tax because you've ordered online from a company that has Nexus in this state, you have to pay that sales tax. It is due. And the $2,000 threshold is just a reporting, and rather than keep that burden in the law, we've just repealed that. Probably one of the changes that might make a difference to some folks is that the sales tax holidays have to be consistent. The locals couldn't opt out of the sales tax holidays, as they have been able in at least one of the cases for sales tax holidays. So that wouldn't be possible anymore, but I think the locals should be so delighted to be collecting full sales tax on the remote sales under this program I would hope that would not be an issue. We also have an issue with the utility taxes on the transportation development districts, and that has been straightened out as well. So this bill, this is what we have to do if we want to start collecting sales tax in 2012 on taxes due the state and collectible under a voluntary program that 23 other states are doing it now, and 22, Hawaii and Georgia are just about ready to go online with the program. So it's an opportunity for us to were this to be mandated by Congress, we have about $160 million a year outstanding in sales tax. Kansas is doing a very thorough job of collecting this tax in this voluntary program, and it is now getting $36 million a year more in income. Missouri, where we, two or three years down the line, like Kansas has been collecting, we should be able to be collecting in excess of that if we do as good a job as Kansas has. So, it's just up to us. Do we want to participate or not? Do we want to start collecting sales tax? Do our state and local governments? And I think we need to make the decision now to have it in effect when we really need it in 2012. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
The senator from the 24th has moved for the adoption of the Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 905. Senator from the 8th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To briefly speak in favor of the motion offered by the senator from the 24th.
Proceed.
Let me explain my market-based reasoning. This is another example of where the government, through tax policy, we do it with tax credits, and here we do it with sales tax too, has preferred one form of business delivery of goods over another. And I don't think the government has any business picking one form of business delivery of goods over another. Let the private marketplace make that choice. I know this is going to be unpopular because people are going to say it's a new tax. It's not a new tax. Right now, we have a system that provides an incentive for a business to locate across the state line in Kansas and sell goods to Missouri citizens, employ people in the state of Kansas, pay taxes to the state of Kansas, and to sell product into the state of Missouri, and we prefer over the state, over the business that's setting and is invested in bricks and mortar and is employing people in the state of Missouri. This is a perfect example of tax policy that absolutely drops a piano on Missouri businesses and discourages a consumer from buying in Missouri from a Missouri business. And we have put up a sign on the, we might as well put it up outside the state capitol, that says the people, or the government of the state of Missouri would rather you buy something on the internet from outside the state than to buy it from some Missouri business. And how much do we value that? By the amount of our sales tax, because we don't collect the use tax. Now, for those of you that think that you would be voting for a new tax. This is taxes that are due that ought to be paid by the citizens, but nobody's paying them, and there's no mechanism for enforcement anyway. In my mind, the government has absolutely no business favoring an out-of-state supplier of goods who puts the goods on a UPS truck and ships them into Missouri and providing our citizens about a 7.625% reduction in the amount that they would have to pay in order to buy it from outside the state. Makes no sense to me. So this is one that's going to be an interesting to see whether it even comes to a vote. But I think there's a lot of a really great market-based reasons why we would do it. Now, if you're against the sales tax, just vote the whole sales tax out. But don't apply the sales tax to Missouri businesses, and don't apply it to people that are doing business outside the state trying to sell to our citizens inside the state. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 15th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
To briefly inquire the senator from the 24th.
Does the senator from the 24th yield? She does. Proceed.
Okay. So, the bill was, and I don't want to steal thunder from anybody, but it looks a lot different than the original bill. And what I'm wondering is, if all you're proposing that should be done, which I disagree with, by the way.
What's that?
That I disagree with, by the way. That in my, there's no way around the fact that we are raising taxes for consumers who make purchases. The senator from the 8th, again, we're just going to disagree today on some things. I have a lot of respect for him. But people in Missouri will be paying more taxes if this passes. There's no way around that. But the question is, I have is, I'm a little curious. Mm. This is pretty thick.
Well,
if all we're doing is what you describe, I'm a little nervous. What else is in here?
Well, that's what's in there. Is you have to go through each of the sales tax and put the conforming start date, the conforming in way you stop a tax, and then you'll see that all the definitions that have been agreed upon by all the states who participate in this, all the definitions of taxable goods. That's the main bulk of the new language in there is the conforming definitions.
So what was the reason? Was it somebody in research that thought that you needed to? Because I think this was the original bill, which was fairly.
The original bill was like a placeholder.
Okay.
It just kind of said it's coming because we had to get help from the governing board of the Streamlined Sales Tax Project to make sure that we were changing our laws in conformity with what the requirements of the project is. And so, they had to go through all the sales tax law, and that's why even when I brought out the Senate committee substitute and that got voted out of committee, it still didn't get everything in it that's required by the governing board to become a member and to participate.
So
there's just a lot, we have sales tax,
In a nutshell, you're going through every possible category and
every possible place that we need to identify and get the conforming language. Most of the bulk has to do with going to each sales tax and saying conforming the start, the way you started on the beginning of the quarter, and if you end a tax, the way you end it, and then the conforming language for the collection that each one of those needed that. So it's just it is.
So the only subject that this deals with is the taxing internet purchases.
Remote sales.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Catalog. And Senator, if a business has Nexus, actual physical presence in the state, when you go online and you order from it, they are supposed to be charging you sales tax.
Yeah, I know, but
and
I understand the distinction between this is just it is currently authorized but not collected. I get that, but the guy that I sympathize with is the guy that is the consumer that will be paying additional taxes that he currently does not pay.
Indeed.
And so that's just
indeed.
That's just a philosophical.
But, if it goes to Target.com, he's supposed to pay that tax. It's supposed to be collected. Because Target has a nexus in the state. There's Targets everywhere.
But it's not, right?
It's supposed to be.
But it's not.
I don't order online. So it's supposed to be, you need to go order some and find out, because they should be, because they've got Nexus here. And Walmart.com. And that's, you know, that's one reason that they've been so active, Walmart in particular has been so active in this project, because they want the senator from the 8th's his point. They want everybody to be on the same level
playing field. I'm not going to belabor the point. I just wanted, the main reason for my inquiry is just to confirm that all that does relates,
absolutely, there's nothing in there but dull old sales tax language.
Okay, thank you.
Senator from Jasper, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
From the 15th.
Does the senator from the 15th yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I heard your presentation, and it raised some questions in my mind. First, do you believe that all Missouri taxpayers that owe income taxes are presently paying them in our state?
No.
All right. Do you believe that anyone that's gotten by with not paying their taxes should continue to get by with not paying their income taxes because they've always gotten by with not paying
I mean, I understand the line of questioning.
But there's a whole series of follow-on questions that pursue that line.
I understand where you're going. But the reality is, Senator, and I know you had this discussion with the senator from Kate previously, the reality is that isn't where we're at. People are not paying those taxes. So by creating this mechanism, you can go down this line of questioning all you want. The practical result is people in Missouri will be paying, their tax burden will increase.
Their tax burden won't increase. Their payment of the obligation may increase.
Not
any more than they presently owe today.
You're saying owed. I'm saying paid. So we can dance all you want about that.
Right, so you're saying that anyone who's successful in avoiding their lawful obligation to the state of Missouri, that the General Assembly should create mechanisms to protect avoidance of lawful taxes.
I'm aware of people going to jail for not paying their income taxes. I am unaware of a scenario where someone who hasn't paid what you're arguing is due has gone to jail for an internet purchase. Those are two very different things.
They're not really very different. The whole question is whether you're going to have an enforcement mechanism or an ability to collect the lawfully obligated taxes already due to the state. This is about whether the state will enter into a voluntary effort for compliance that will permit the state to collect taxes that are already owed and due. And there is absolutely no difference between this enhancement and an enhancement that would find a way to identify and collect the taxes on those who have consciously avoided the reporting of lawful income to the state. There's no difference. None. And you can't...
There's a precedent, Senator. The IRS is charged with that function right now.
The Department of Revenue. Yeah. We're talking about state taxes.
I'm using that as an example. Someone who's not paying, whether it's state or federal. People are currently... They are prosecuted for that and they go to jail. That doesn't happen with the scenario that we're talking about right now. That just doesn't exist. That is not how it works. But what you're advocating for is that we do move to that, and that we are empowering these people to go after, I suppose, folks who would not pay this, or in fact, now they have to pay it when they currently do not pay it.
This is a voluntary compliance system. Mm-hmm. All right? It's a voluntary compliance system. The question would be why you would favor maintaining systems that discourage the ability of people to pay the lawful obligation.
Because
when
the senator from Johnson goes online and purchases his next red sport coat, he will pay more money to the government than he currently does if you have your way.
If I'm walking along the street in New York City and I go into a tie shop and I buy a tie and I pay the sales tax in the tie shop, or I go outside and around the corner and there's a truck there and there's a vendor selling out of the truck and he doesn't collect the sales taxes there and the obligated sales taxes are not collected, doesn't mean that the tax liability doesn't exist. It means the tax avoidance scheme has succeeded.
Sure, for him as the vendor.
But let's be clear, You are in favor of tax avoidance schemes.
Nope, not at all.
You are opposed to the full payment of the taxes.
Not at all. Nope.
Sure you are.
No, I'm not.
So you would support a mechanism that would allow the voluntary compliance to permit the collection of the taxes that are already owed to the
state. If you want, I don't know what you're going down a different road. I mean, if you want to empower a Gestapo-like bureaucracy now to go actually enforce this, I don't know really where you're headed with it. All I'm saying is currently right now, and maybe this is overly simplistic, but right
I think
now,
it is.
Well, I was waiting for you to say that. I just offered that to you. But the reality is, right now, I don't pay it. You have your way. I pay it. And so if you're advocating for the government having a greater role in my life and actually getting that money and increasing what individuals pay to the government via tax, that's your issue.
No.
That's not mine.
No, I want to be clear that you are advocating that taxes that are owed are not paid.
Is it a crime, Senator? I'm just curious.
Is what a crime?
If I go online right now and I buy something from Land's End or something, am I committing a crime when I purchase that and there's no sales tax paid?
Do you if you sell online and you receive the income and you fail to report that to the state of Missouri? Yes, I believe.
Well, why
it
do
is.
They? If that's indeed the case, why? Well,
no, I believe
they,
it
why
is.
Why can't they get the money now?
Because there's no mechanism for its receipt.
This establishes what mechanism then?
Well, I'm sure the senator will be happy to explain the mechanism.
Well,
you
rose to ask me, but I'm asking you.
No. I rose to confront your suggestion that the failure to pay obligations that are due is justified, and that somehow it's laudatory and defensible to avoid your obligations.
Not at all. I rose
exactly. That's exactly what you said.
First of all, I rose to ask in this voluminous bill if there was any other tax increase other than the internet tax that you're advocating. The second point was to say that, in my overly simplistic view, a consumer such as myself will in fact be paying more to the government. Those were my only two points. And so you're talking about mechanism collection.
I'd like to ask you, what
is that mechanism?
Actually, you will only be paying more to the government if the seller improperly failed to collect the taxes that you owe and failed to report it to the state. If the seller complied with the state's laws, you will have already paid that tax, Senator.
Okay.
So the only way you don't pay the tax is if the lawful obligation of the seller was in fact not met.
But don't you think in the business model, Senator, that any legitimate business knows that they're not paying, that they're not obligated to pay that, and that will be in fact priced.
Listen, you can defend black market economics all you want.
Okay. All right.
You can defend drug dealers,
you can defend
prostitutes, you can defend any of a number of business models that avoid reporting income and don't pay the obligation. Where you want to go.
If you want to offer that as an amendment to this bill that we...
I don't intend to offer any amendments to the bill at all. The point is, this bill does not create any new tax liability at all.
Liability.
It doesn't create any avoid any exemptions that presently exist. It doesn't create any, not one single new dime, I believe, of new taxes are created to the state of Missouri with this bill. None. All it does is it permits a voluntary mechanism that allows the collection of taxes that are already do. And any suggestion that to try to defend models that enhance tax avoidance is somehow a defense of noble citizens who are going about their business trying to do the right thing and get a little savings here, you can apply that to every black market transaction that exists in America.
I don't think the purchase of clothing on the internet currently would be considered a black market purchase. Okay?
The rationale is the same, Senator. This is now the second time
you have risen to defend this, and your position is very clearly stated that you support Missourians paying more to their government by way of taxes. So
that's absolutely not true.
Your position has been made very
That's absolutely false.
The reason I support, Senator, was to make sure there weren't any other tax increases in this bill.
What I support is a system that allows those who make sales to voluntarily participate in the collection of the taxes
that
are already owed.
You know what that sounds like to me, Senator? A distinction without a difference. That's what that sounds like to me.
Well, it's a distinction with a substantial difference.
Okay.
And you apparently believe that tax avoidance is something that Missouri should pursue. The avoidance of the payment of taxes that are already due is something that should be pursued by every Missourian as vigorously as possible.
Okay, I've already said.
Thank you for the inquiry.
Thank you,
Senator from the first. What purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire the senator from the 15th before he sits down?
The senator from the 15th yield.
I do. It's a long way back up. We
get
6-5.
This is going to be really brief because I really want to inquire the senator from the 24th. But I just wanted to comment maybe on the inquiry that you just had with the senator from Jasper. It sounds like he was supporting revenue enhancements, didn't it?
It sounded like that to me.
Revenue enhancements?
The only streamlining, there certainly wasn't any streamlining with the substitute. It's a lot.
It's not streamlined.
Not streamlined.
All right, thanks.
Thank you,
Senator. Mr. President, could I inquire the senator from the 24th?
Does the senator from the 24th yield?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
Good afternoon, Senator.
Hi.
Hey, Senator, I was on the committee that heard your bill in its original form, and I've got it here in front of me. It's one page, just the front page of one sheet of paper. And then we had a bill that I guess was the Senate substitute that was dropped that was about 100 pages, I think. And then this new one that we've got here today is 190 pages. And I am curious, as the senator from the 15th was curious, why this thing has grown in size over its three stages. I mean, is there anything else in here other than, and maybe it was just, this was the vehicle to introduce the bill.
That's right.
But then as you go through the process, then it gets...
That's right. I want to make clear, I introduced the bill, so I would have a bill filed on the topic, and we were sort of in line with the folks who run the Streamline Project, because your laws have to conform with the
all
requirements
the other states.
You have to make sure that you're doing things enough the same way. And so there were other states ahead of us, and they're a very small staff. And so when they got to Missouri's, we had part of it done for me to bring the Senate committee substitute to the hearing. And so that's what we heard. And I said at that time that it wasn't a complete bill. And we had the president of the governing board there and all these folks saying about that we still had to complete the details of how Missouri law would have to change. We believe we have a substantial amount. As I mentioned, the telecom isn't in here. That can be done next year again. Maybe it could be done for a House committee, for a House substitute or something. But it is technical details, as long as everybody agrees that this is what needs to be done, and there's no substantial change in policy. It's the details of Missouri law that have made this.
Okay.
The volume it is. Again, you go to each sales tax, and again, there's conforming language for when it starts, there's conforming language for collecting, there's conforming language for how to end the tax. And then there's the definitions, and then there's those few elements that I mentioned about Missouri law, the little uniquenesses that would have to change in order for us to collect.
So really, it's our tax structure, not other states.
Pardon me?
It's our tax structure in Missouri, and not other states.
Oh,
that we're trying,
yes, Senator.
Or is it a combination?
Indeed.
Of...
You know, we have I think 2,600 taxing jurisdictions in Missouri. Mm. We have the most complex sales tax apparatus in the country, I believe.
Wow.
Because there's only like 3,500 taxing jurisdictions in the country, and we have like 2,600 of them. Not including Guam. Guam, I guess, is just a mess. We don't know that. So, in fact, I don't know. I haven't seen the bills in other states. They may not have been this fat because they didn't have, some states have no local sales tax. Some have only a one rate state sales tax. And there's just all kinds of ways to do business. But ours is so complex that it required
Okay. So does in its current form then, in accomplishment, we're talking about the mechanism of actually how this thing works, then what is the mechanism in the passage of this bill then would allow for this tax that's currently not being collected to be collected?
I'm sorry.
What's the mechanism within your bill that would allow for that tax that currently is not being collected to be collected?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there's options in that in it, but it's generally it has to do with technology. there is new technology. I think there's three independent they call certified service providers is the original name, and I think they may have another name for them now, but that have the technology to determine at a sale where the tax, how much the tax should be at the zip plus four, zip code plus the zip plus four address, exactly how much tax is due at that location. And this is a technology that that retailers can contract with to do the tax collection to that specificity. Some of the big retailers already have that because they are collecting the tax because they have Nexus here. But it is a technology company that you can contract with to collect the tax and send it to Missouri.
So
is that the answer?
So I buy something on the internet, okay, from another state, right? And they collect the tax. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
They collect the tax. Mm-hmm. And then as a state, do we contract with this
then they
this
remit
vendor
it.
That,
that they remit it to the state. They send it to the state.
The other state or the,
they
the
send,
vendor?
They send the one. The entity that collects the tax sends it to Missouri.
And in turn, we would do the same thing for, are we already doing that for other states? Are we doing that for other states?
Well, retailers in our state would, if there's somebody in Missouri who is selling online or through catalogs or whatever into other states, again, this is a voluntary program. Those retailers may or may not be participating in the states that are collecting sales tax through this voluntary program. Am I being clear?
When I was in the clothing business, we had many clients that came and did business with us and that lived in other states, okay? And then when they'd reorder, for instance, maybe some shirts or a suit or you know, shoes, we didn't charge them sales tax when they were out of state, okay? Because that's what, you know, the law allowed.
Well, that's right, and that's what the Supreme Court has said, that the sales tax laws in the country are the sales tax collection methods, it was too complex to make retailers do that. It wasn't fair to the businesses.
Okay.
So the reason the retailers have been such a central part of this whole voluntary system is that now retailers are selling all over the country, and they had 50 different ways to remit sales tax. And if they had Nexus or whatever and they owed the tax, they wanted a simpler, cleaner, more conforming system for remitting that tax. And that's why they just said, hey, let's just all do this because it's a lot easier on everybody. And so, you know, the retailers who are participating voluntarily have, you know, come together to, and you know, the beauty of this system is that a retailer who participates has the same forms for every state.
Okay.
You know, it's all, that's the streamlined part.
After this passes, then, is it still voluntary?
It's totally voluntary. Because of that Supreme Court ruling, the states cannot require this. It's going to take an act of Congress for the states to be able to require retailers to collect and pay the sales tax to the states.
Okay. So I'm sure that you shared with the body when you were talking about your bill what we anticipated that this might generate in new tax sales tax receipts.
Right.
Do we have any idea?
Well, Were the system to be in place so that all retailers selling into Missouri collected the tax and remitted it, it would be, in this year, 2010, $160 million. Every year it's going up because, as you know, remote sales are escalating. Now, because it is a totally voluntary program,
sorry, Senator.
That's all right. Because
I don't know why he bothers me like that.
He's just the guy who does that, doesn't he? Because it is a voluntary program, and right now there's 1,200 retailers, and there may be more because the governing board gets more all the time.
Rude.
You're a busy man.
They're just rude.
What was I saying?
We were talking about what we think it might generate.
Yeah, yeah. Because, and again, it's voluntary, and there's the ramp up, but I say, you know, I think Kansas is in its third or fourth year. They're collecting $35 million. We're larger than Kansas, so we ramp up. I would hope we'd be doing, in 2 or 3 years, we'd be doing more than that. Now, as I recall, Iowa, in their first year, collected $9 million. Iowa's half the size of us, so 15 to 20 million in the first year. So that's, yeah.
And did revenue shed any light on this for us as far as what type of new infrastructure they'd have to put in place?
Yes, and that is one thing. I don't know if we've gotten an answer. I'm looking to see if I can see my aide. If we've heard anything from revenue, they've been working on some. There's a variety of options of what they need to do. They could do a fairly, a less simple, a more complex, a more sophisticated of what they would need to do. And that's one reason that we need, if we were past this year and we don't start it till January of 2012, is because revenue has a ramp up time. And there's some new technology that they would have to have.
And the cost,
that's what I'm waiting for.
Oh, you don't have the cost.
Okay. They had these various scenarios they were working on, but that we're be getting new revenue in. Yeah. That
I had a little bill the other day that affected revenue, and as far as how quickly we would get the refunds back to the taxpayers that had overpaid.
Right.
And they came back and told me they were going to need 14 new FTE just to.
Well, I will tell you, Senator, yeah. as long as I've been in the appropriations process here and been here, I know revenue has some very old technology. They have some decrepitly old technology.
Oh, old technology.
Old technology. We have not kept up with, what we could have for.
They're not using those little things with the beads on it, are they?
I don't know.
What is that, an abacus?
Yeah, they may be. I don't know. But I do know that we have not kept up with technology for collections.
Hey, Senator, on page 170.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Okay.
Line 3. Let's see. The additional tax authorized under the authority of this section. What's the additional tax there?
Let me see. Yeah, I'm sure. I know you've got you in here somewhere, and I may have to get an answer from somebody.
Let's see. If you go to the,
I may have to get you an answer.
Okay.
From.
If you. Yeah.
Senator from the 24th.
I would ask that this bill be replaced on the informal calendar.